Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee. Today we're diving deep into DocuSign, ticker DOCU, and giving you the full picture on where this electronic signature giant stands right now. DocuSign has been through quite the ride since the pandemic boom, and the stock has cooled off dramatically from its highs. Even so, the company keeps pushing forward with new AI-powered tools that could reshape how businesses handle agreements. Let's unpack what's really going on under the hood. At its core, DocuSign provides the leading platform for electronic signatures and agreement management. What started as a simple e-signature solution has evolved into a broader, intelligent agreement management system that helps companies of all sizes, from global enterprises down to small businesses, streamline contracts, reduce paperwork, and now tap into AI features that speed up reviews and approvals. The company is headquartered in San Francisco, employs about 600 to 800 people, and generates the bulk of its revenue right here in the United States, while still maintaining a solid international footprint. Looking at the revenue breakdown, subscription and circulation services make up the vast majority of the business, coming in at roughly $3.15 billion for the most recent fiscal year, while professional services and other offerings add another $69 million. Geographically, the United States accounts for about $2.27 billion, with the remaining $945 million coming from outside the country. That subscription-heavy mix gives the company nice recurring revenue visibility and solid gross margins around 79%. On the earnings front, DocuSign just delivered a beat-and-raise quarter. For the first quarter of fiscal 2027, the company posted revenue of $830 million and earnings per share of 1.09, topping Wall Street estimates. Management nudged the full-year revenue outlook higher by $6 million, signaling steady demand for its AI-enhanced platform. Over the full fiscal 2026 year, revenue reached $3.22 billion, with net income of $309 million, showing the business has moved firmly into profitability after years of heavy investment. During the earnings call, leadership highlighted how the new intelligent agreement management platform is gaining traction and driving consistent growth. They pointed to strong customer adoption of AI-native features that automate contract workflows, and they emphasize that free cash flow remains healthy, giving the company flexibility to invest in product innovation while returning capital through buybacks. The tone was cautiously optimistic, with management noting that while macro uncertainty lingers, the shift toward digital agreement processes continues to create long-term tailwinds. From a balance sheet perspective, DocuSign holds about $602 million in cash and equivalents against $2.31 billion in total liabilities, leaving stockholders' equity at $1.92 billion. The company generates robust free cash flow, over $1 billion in the latest fiscal year, which supports ongoing share repurchases and product development. Key ratios show a price-to-earnings multiple around 28 times and a healthy gross margin profile, though the current ratio sits just under 0.7, indicating a bit more reliance on short-term liabilities than some peers. For the valuation setup, we're using a forward PE approach with high model confidence because analyst estimates are available and the company fits the mature compounder profile. The model blends forward PE with supporting EV/EBITDA considerations after adjusting for normalized growth and FCF conversion around 86% of net income. This framework feels appropriate given the decelerating but still positive growth trajectory. The model puts fair value somewhere in the mid-50s range, while the stock is currently trading around $45. That suggests the shares sit below our rough fair value zone by a gap of maybe 20 or 30%. What drives this valuation are three main factors: normalized forward multiples that align with a mature software company showing slower growth, consistent free cash flow generation that supports the multiple, and industry average PB and EV/EBITDA ratios that give the model a reasonable anchor without stretching for perfection. Turning to the SWOT view, strengths include reliable subscription revenue growth, expanding AI features that differentiate the platform, and strong cash generation. Weaknesses center on heavy customer concentration in the US and a history of volatile profitability during the post-pandemic normalization. Opportunities lie in broader adoption of intelligent agreement tools across industries, while threats include competition from larger players and potential slowdowns in enterprise spending if the economy softens further. On the performance chart, the stock has had a rough stretch, down over 11% in the past month, 37% over 6 months, and more than 42% over the trailing year. That puts it well behind the broader software application industry, which has shown more resilience. Short-term traders might watch for a bounce off recent lows, but the longer-term chart still reflects the market skepticism about sustained growth. My take is that DocuSign looks like a solid business that got ahead of itself during the pandemic and is now working through a multi-year digestion period. The AI initiatives are real and could extend the company's moat, yet the valuation reset means investors aren't paying a premium for that potential anymore. Around $45, the risk-reward feels more balanced than it has in years, especially with the company buying back shares and throwing off strong free cash flow. Just remember, these model estimates can swing quite a bit if growth assumptions or interest rates shift, so size positions accordingly. All in all, DocuSign is no longer the high-flying growth story it once was, but the core franchise remains intact and the shares trade at a more reasonable level. If you're looking for a mature software name with AI upside and cash returns, this one deserves a spot on your watch list. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts in the comments and hit subscribe for more deep dives like this one. See you next time.